Hello there.
A Nacho Radio Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, which was voted by USA Today the best minor league ballpark in all of America. Our ballpark is a real Quad Cities treasure. 87 years old and scenically located on the beautiful Mississippi River, and at night with our Ferris wheel all lit up and the Centennial Bridge lit up, it's a picturesque setting right here in the Quad Cities that any Quad citizen would be proud of. Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast isn't technically a Quad Cities treasure, and it's really not illuminating in any way, but their company P.O. Box is in the Quad Cities, and that's a fact. I hope you guys enjoy today's podcast.
Yes, it's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. His name is Darren. Hey, Darren. You know, last time we had a chance to do this, it was just for the patrons. I don't know that we addressed the fact.
What's that?
That Paul McCartney is coming to town.
Isn't that a thing?
Did you ever in your wildest dreams think that would happen?
In kind of a selfish way, I didn't want it to.
What? Now, explain that.
It's...
What if you're not able to get tickets?
Oh, I got tickets.
I mean, he's going to be in your literal hometown.
Tickets.
You've already got it taken care of.
Yeah, it's taken care of.
Okay.
It's a situation.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Because that would be the ultimate injustice. Paul's Ed Moline and Darren can't get in.
Just scratching at the door.
Someone scratching at the door.
Uh-huh.
Don't have tickets. Do me a favor. Keep them out.
Oh, this is where that weirdo's from.
Any chance he'll be swinging by Hotel Moline to pay some tribute?
I mean, I don't know.
This is where the Black Cat Lounge is.
Uh-huh. Ooh. That's right.
So, I mean, walk me through your emotions. That's got to be incredibly exciting for you.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's 10 months away.
That is weird that they are selling tickets on Friday for a show in June.
I think my ELO show was 8 months away when we got him. 8 or 9 months away. So you got all this time to kind of... to chew on it.
Well, you know.
I mean, the baseball season will be half over when he shows up next year.
Let's hope he makes it, too. He's a very old man.
Let's hope I make it.
Wouldn't that suck if you died, like, the week before Paul McCartney was at Texas Center? Oh. Let me ask you this. Can I have your tickets, then?
Sell the tickets today. Don't give them to him. At least 20% over face value. Sell the tickets and upgrade my coffin.
Welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We're thrilled that you're here for today's show. I thought I sent out the invites for Cover 5, but I keep getting messages.
Yes,
on the text.
I guess I was going to bring that up. Thursday, right?
Thursday's the first game, yeah.
There'll be an invite.
Well, there should have been. I thought I sent it a couple of days ago.
I didn't
see
one.
But now I'm getting texts on the Harrington's Pub text line. Saying, well, see, 22 people have joined.
Oh.
So, did you all not get invites?
Can you just go to your Cover 5?
Last year, I wasn't sure how to send out the invites, and then you all ended up getting 9 invites, and then you wouldn't shut up about, geez, Dave, enough with the invites.
So you're a little gun-shy.
I'm very skittish.
Yes, I get it.
I want to appear, this is important to me, not so much to know what I'm doing, but to have the appearance that I know what I'm doing.
At least maybe some of the time.
Right? Well, you're not in this. Did you not get
an
invitation?
No, I haven't, but can I just go to the Cover 5 app that I have and then just kind of go ahead and get ready to roll for 2018?
Look, Little Buddy and Mike Hurd and Cyclone Mandy, they've all figured out how to get in.
Okay.
So we've got quite a few people that are in this. If you didn't get an invite, I don't know.
Would it be?
I don't know how to fix that other than, I will say this. I'll put the invite code on our Facebook page.
I was just going to say, if there's a link or something that you can
put. Yeah, but I put the link on our Facebook page.
I didn't see that either. But maybe.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
What the Sam Hill is going on? All right, well, I'll try and get this figured out here tonight. You should be able to get into Cover 5. Because, yeah, there's...
I mean, not that you're necessarily going to take the Thursday game. Who is the Thursday game? Who are we kicking off?
The last time I checked, they didn't even have lines established yet. So
okay,
it's Philadelphia hosting Atlanta.
I gotcha.
That's a big game.
Was that the NFC Championship game last year?
You're asking.
I think it was.
You're asking someone who stopped watching football. I don't know.
What about now though, with the Bears and Khalil Mack?
That's something else. Now that's a thing. That's an interesting thing.
I like it because we know how well, not every year, not every year,
yeah,
but there have been plenty of years that Bears first-round picks don't amount to much.
But that's the thing.
And this is an established NFL star.
Yes.
So I'll take that. And he's like, what, in his third year?
He's 28 years old, I think.
Oh, I don't think he's 28 yet.
28 or 29.
I don't believe so.
I thought I read that. How old is this guy?
Well, maybe I'm wrong. I thought he was only, like, I thought this was maybe like year four for him.
In the
NFL, which would put him around 26. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's been here longer.
Born February 22nd, 1991. So he's 27.
27. Okay.
27 years old. These kids spend a lot of time in college.
Well, that's a lot of book learning.
He went to the University of Buffalo.
Yeah, I know it.
I don't know if you saw this, but nobody's having a rougher day today than Buffalo Bills fans.
Why?
Well, they've named their...
I clearly haven't seen this.
They've named their starting quarterback.
And it is...
Nathan Peterman.
Oh, brother!
Nathan Peterman.
Boy, that means your rookie's not ready to go, huh?
No.
Isn't he the guy that threw like four or five picks in one half last year?
Yep, that's the same guy.
Oh, brother.
Nathan Peterman.
I didn't know that was an option.
Is the starting quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. He's not good at football, and yet he will be starting on opening day.
Ahead of their first-round draft pick.
Yeah, Josh Allen can sit and wait for a while.
You're going to have to wait.
And they traded A.J. McCarron, so...
You're not ready.
No. So all of our hope right now in Buffalo is on Nathan Peterman.
They couldn't get their hands on Mike Glennon?
I don't know. I guess he's been pretty good in the preseason.
Okay. Said. All right.
He's looked great in the preseason. So that's why he's getting the nod, all right?
All right.
So well, they name
best of luck.
They named Nate Peterman the starting quarterback. That's one half of the very good, awful, no good day Buffalo Bill fans are
What's
having.
What's the other part?
There is also conjecture now that the Bills losing the four Super Bowls in a row is what started Timothy McVay on the unraveling spiral that ended up in the Oklahoma City bombing.
Where does that come from?
According to writer Sam Anderson, quote, I'm not saying that Timothy McVay bombed Oklahoma City in 1995 because the Buffalo Bills lost four Super Bowls in a row. That would be absurd. But it may have played a role. Timothy McVay
started to come unhinged a little bit.
Stuck in a series of dead-end jobs, disillusioned from his time in Iraq as part of Operation Desert Storm. Didn't have a lot going on in his life. The one thing Timothy McVay had...
My Bills.
Buffalo Bills super fan. The Buffalo Bills are my life. On their third...
So what proof does he have of this? Is this just conjecture?
No, he's done the research.
So he's talked to people that were also Bills fans along with him?
Before the Bills' third consecutive Super Bowl loss.
Which one was that?
That would be 1993. He bet $1,000 he didn't have.
Oh.
And that one wasn't close. That wasn't
that was the, that, was that, that the that Dallas one?
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah, he knew he had lost that $1,000 within the first quarter and a half.
Anderson writes, it was at this point that Timothy McVay gave up on any kind of a normal future. He paid off his gambling debt with a cash advance from a credit card, a debt he fully intended never to repay. His future was no longer relevant to him, no longer something to be planned for.
He left
New York State, becoming increasingly obsessed with gun rights and spiraling extremism. Soon the government siege at Waco left him weeping in front of the TV, bent on revenge. After that third Super Bowl loss, Timothy McVay had gone from someone looking for somewhere else to be, something else to do, to something bigger, more meaningful, more real. And reality had failed him in so many ways, so he went off to pursue his own fantasy of justice very far from Buffalo.
So where was he when the fourth one took place?
I don't know.
I gotta get that money back.
So Peterman's your quarterback, and losing those Super Bowls, as bad as that was, it's worse because it may have played a hand in the Oklahoma City bombing. May have. How's Jim Kelly doing? His health's not great, too.
No, I think he might have had a little bit of a I could be wrong. Did he have a little bit of a relapse?
I think he has.
It's been tough.
Yeah, it hasn't been great for Jim Kelly. Should have stayed in the USFL.
Think that have made a difference?
I don't know. Here's what I know: that Houston.
I don't think that Houston Gamblers team
on paper was a great team.
I don't think on you paper had a choice to stay in the USFL. Being that the league kind of went under.
Well, maybe
there was that.
Maybe they went under because of lack of commitment from the players.
Or their owners, including the PPG.
Well, the PPG is directly responsible for the USFL folding.
Well, there you go.
He is directly responsible for that thing failing.
Yes.
No, that wasn't the owners. That was him.
Yeah, okay.
The USFL was destroyed by one man,
yeah,
and that man is the president of the United States.
PPG.
It's crazy. Isn't that crazy? All right, I talk enough about him at work. Let's get into the top five things, shall we?
Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new location. They, if you haven't heard, have moved to the Village of East Davenport. They're at 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. And they have some new hours as well. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 5:30. And then on Saturday, they're on from 10 till 3 on Saturdays. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They offer free cleanings and inspections, so stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are locally owned and operated. Again, a brand new location, 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. Mention Nacho Radio when you're there, and with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, please do so, as Dave mentioned, using the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, where they have live music on Thursdays at 8 o'clock, and they also have $3 Miller and $3 Coors bottles. It is Sean Kistler this Thursday at Harrington's Pub. The podcast, as it always does, is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak and so much more, including their Italian sausage, premium sausage, chopped and grilled with melted provolone cheese. Add marinara sauce, fried onions, and sweet peppers. It's one of my favorites. It's absolutely delicious, and it can be yours as well. Make sure when you're there getting that sandwich or any of their delicious sandwiches, mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. A Capriati's extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Got a couple of texts here on the Harrington's Pub text line. Now, the majority of these texts, I mean, there's a ton of them wanting to know about Cover 5. So again, I will try and revisit that after the show tonight and get
okay
that squared away.
Right.
Here's one from the 630 area code. It says, Darren, will you be hosting the pre-concert gathering on June 11th, 2019? We're going to do some sort of Nacho Radio pre-concert party somewhere?
I guess we got time to think about it.
You wouldn't want to do that. You'll be doing your own private getting ready for Paul.
Be my own private Idaho.
I will say right now, like, let's not be cute about this. You want nothing to do with anything the day of the show other than the show.
It's possible I have rooms at the Radisson.
Okay. Why would you tell people that?
It's possible.
They're going to come, and now they're going to come.
It's possible. It's also impossible.
Impossible Germany?
Oh, no.
Unlikely Japan.
They have that place locked down. It's like a trap. Fort Knox.
Here's one. When are you guys going to do the Nacho Radio ticket giveaway for Sir Paul, where Darren takes a fan to the show? That's not happening under any circumstances. Don't be cute about this.
No, I know.
Like with your Amazing Larry promises. When is he coming on the show, by the way? I get more texts about that.
I'll reach out to him again.
Will you?
Yes.
You won't.
Yes, I will.
You'll forget about this the moment you leave the
studios.
No, I will. Studios.
I will. It's just, can I get the baseball season maybe wrapped up a little bit?
Okay.
Could I do that?
I'm going to give you October to March to make this happen.
Oh, easy. Easy.
Okay. All right. We'll see.
And even when we get to March, we're still 3 months out from Paul. It's a ways away.
Now, I will say
the new record, by the way, out on Friday. I'm surprised you don't have a copy of it for me already.
No, I don't. I will be giving away tickets at my day job, though. We do have tickets to give away for that this week.
There you go.
So I'll do a plug for that.
Okay.
You want to win tickets? I'll have tickets for you at my day job. but we do not have Nacho Radio tickets. If we were able to get our hands on Paul McCartney tickets for Nacho Radio, we would be going
what
to
the show. What if I was to win them? Is there,
how would that look?
Oh, you mean win tickets from
you.
My morning show?
Yes.
That's fine. You're a listener.
That's right.
You're not immediate family.
I am not.
Well, listen, tune in and listen to win. Listen for the McCartney Morning Alarm.
Okay.
It's going to be fantastic.
All right. Just one pair?
We have pairs, I believe, on Wednesday and Thursday to give away.
Two pairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're giving away tickets. Well, that's tomorrow, I think.
Why are you giving away so soon?
That's what the promoter wanted.
Because
the tickets go on sale.
Of course.
The tickets go on sale Friday.
Of course. That's what the promoter wants.
I know. I would have.
I would have hung out of those babies.
I
argued for that. Promoter doesn't need to know.
More and more texts about the Cover 5 here. There was one more I wanted to share with you. This is from the 309. It's because we were talking, I think, on the last podcast about how delicious hospital food can be. 309 texts in and says, my wife works at the hospital in Geneseo, and I go around once a week to have lunch with her. Very good cafeteria.
See?
Bonus, get the employee discount.
Well, I don't
you
know if I
you got it figured out, 309.
That.
Well, no, you couldn't, but his wife works at the hospital.
Well, then it's kind of a given.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, go to a hospital and mention Nacho Radio.
Does she have to pay, though?
Yes, of course.
She would have to pay.
But at a discounted rate.
Yes.
Your wife is always treating you. You can give your wife the money to pay for the lunch.
But you can't. He doesn't go up there and say,
well,
give
not,
me the deal.
He's not an employee.
Right.
But he makes sure he gets the discount.
Yeah.
And I applaud that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's only marvelous.
Number one.
Number one.
I will have the cream dried beef on toast, please. And yes, I am going to. I did mean to take both those Jellos. Thank you.
One's cherry and one's strawberry. Am I safe in assuming that?
I like to take one bite out of one and then a bite out of the other one and mix it in my mouth.
Well, the case of the missing ruby red slippers is closed. Yes, the ruby red slippers from The Wizard of Oz.
Uh-huh. They went missing?
They were stolen back in 2005. I guess there's a museum, the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Can you only imagine?
The last place on earth you'll find Darren Scott Pitra, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine? What if I said, I got a pair of Paul McCartney tickets for you, but you got to spend a night in the Judy Garland Museum?
Can you imagine the cat that runs that place?
Well,
can you imagine?
He's something else.
I bet he is.
He is something else.
I bet.
You want to hear some audio from him on the Today Show today?
Okay.
Because he was...
I bet he's when a piece of work.
They had the ruby red slippers there at the museum. And I guess back in 2005, someone in the middle of the night came and smashed the plexiglass.
Probably the same two kids that beat in Ted Williams' frozen head. Who does that sort of thing? That's awful.
Stolen pair of red slippers taken from the Judy Garland Museum back in 2005 are on their way back home. Oh, hang on a second. I gotta take this. It's the wife. Hello?
What's going on? What can I bring you?
We're doing a podcast right now. Do I need something, or... Okay, we'll see you then.
She was calling about Cover 5. Do you have the... I thought you said you'd had that Cover 5 taken care of.
I will get it figured out. I thought
now even the wife is calling.
Here's the FBI briefing that happened this afternoon.
We're here today to share with you the recovery of one of the most significant and cherished pieces of movie memorabilia in American history.
I mean, this was the big story today, I guess. This is what the FBI is busy working on.
Uh-huh.
Somebody stole the ruby red slippers. Well, arrests will be made in the case. And at the press conference, the ruby red slippers were put on display in a glass case this time. Not plexiglass, glass. Which I don't know if that
is. Isn't that easier to get into?
Here's the FBI special agent in charge, Jill Sanborn, talking about the importance of this particular pair
of
slippers.
One of the most cherished exhibits in the Smithsonian. A second pair was purchased and later donated to the Academy of Arts and Sciences. A third pair is in the possession of a private party. And then the fourth pair is the pair that we're here today to discuss.
I would like to meet the nightmare that is the private party that owns Judy Garland's ruby red slippers.
Taking a big whiff off of them every morning.
Can't sleep. I would say before they go to bed.
Oh, good. Oh, better.
Better.
This is a tribute to Judy Garland and her feet. This is my tribute.
I love wearing women's clothing.
And these shoes. Oh!
This is the curator there of the Judy Garland Museum, Michael Shaw. He was on the Today Show today to talk about this nightmare.
Literally, my knees buckle from underneath. I mean, I had had them and took care of them for over 35 years.
Yeah, he didn't take...
Was he breaking down there a
little
bit? Start
crying about how I lost these slippers.
It's the one thing they told me to just please take care of the slippers. And I let him slip away.
He got emotional when he learned that they had found the slippers.
It was really one of the most thrilling moments of my life when they said, we've got them.
Yeah, he's crying.
You're not returning a child.
No, it's the ruby red slippers. And they called and they told me that they'd found them. And they said, we got them. We got those ruby red slippers.
You didn't just pull a baby out of a well.
No, much more important than that. These were Miss Garland's slippers.
Babies are babies, but these are the red slippers.
My theory, and I do have a theory about
this
guy.
You can always make another baby.
I've always wondered what happened to the kid in the Christmas Story that's behind Ralphie in line. I think we know what he grew up to do.
I like Star Wars.
Two.
He doesn't say Star Wars.
You know, we've done that bit so many times that you think in A Christmas Story he's saying, I like Star Wars, a movie that is set in like 1948. You think he goes, I like Star Wars.
Star Wars was 30 years in the making then.
I like Star Wars. Japan today testing their mini space elevator.
There! The island of Japan.
The Empire of Japan. I've been watching, by the way, on the listener's directive, I've been watching more of this Man in the Iron Castle, or the Man in the High Castle. I still can't get into it, guys.
You
tell me that it's going to get better, and I still can't get into it.
Punt.
I can't. I told the listeners I'd stick with it, and there's a new season starting in October, and we're trying to get caught up.
So you watched a whole season, and it stinks?
I'm about halfway through the first season. It's not that it stinks. It's just that I don't care about any of it. It's very well done.
It's the same
the
as
acting's
stinking.
Great. The setting is wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's just I don't care about any of it.
Doesn't sound like it's your cup of tea.
Because the whole thing takes place in a world where the Japanese and the Germans beat us.
There! The island of Japan.
The Pacific states of the Empire of Japan.
From the rocky beaches of Japan to the sandy shores of Japan.
The test equipment, a space elevator. They're going to be launching off a miniature version of this. And the idea is, rather than shooting up rockets, they'd build an elevator and just put the satellites into space by taking an elevator up to outer space.
How large is the elevator?
Well, obviously pretty large.
Now, whose idea is this? This is Elon Musk?
The Japanese. Shizuoka University. They're going to be building this.
The Jayhawks.
That's right, the Jayhawks. they're going to be doing this test, and if it works... they're going to see if maybe they can work on a space elevator.
Gotcha.
Idea first proposed in 1895 by a Russian scientist after he saw the Eiffel Tower in Paris. And then there was a novel, I guess, by Arthur C. Clarke that revisited this idea. Why are we spending all this money on rocket ships?
I don't know.
Why don't we just build a big elevator?
Why don't we just build some steps?
Can you imagine an elevator to outer space?
Why don't we just do that? The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Current shows include on Saturday, September 22nd at 7:30, it's Hotel California, a very loving tribute to the Eagles. Tickets are $25 and $30. Thursday, September 27th at 7 o'clock, the documentary Love, Gilda. In her own words, comedian Gilda Radner reflects on her life and career. Those tickets are just $5. Thursday, October 11th at 7 o'clock, The Ghost Army with author Rick Beyer. Documentary, question and answer, and book signing with the producer, director, and author Rick Beyer. The Ghost Army is a fascinating story of the top secret World War II unit that used inflatable tanks, sound effects, and illusions to fool the Germans on the battlefields of Europe. Tickets are $12 or $10 for students and veterans. And then early next year, January 12th at 2009, you don't want to miss this. It's an evening with David Sedaris, sponsored by Dave's Auto Body. He's returning to the Orpheum Theater 2 years ago, and he played to a sold-out crowd. So get your tickets early for that. Tickets are $30 and $40. The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. They also are available for private events. For tickets, GaelsbergOrpheum.org is where you want to go. By phone, 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office, Orpheum Theater. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, if you have any additional Cover 5 questions, although no. I think we've covered it, haven't
we? Why don't we give them your email for the Cover 5? Maybe you should be in charge of it.
Use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, don't miss the 4th annual Halfway to St. Patrick's Day 5K. That's Saturday, September 15th at 9 o'clock. You can get signed up by going to getmeregistered.com/halfway St. Pat Days 5K, or just go to Harrington's Pub.
Let's make it even easier. Click on the Halfway to St. Patrick's Day link at nachoradio.com.
Oh, okay.
That'll take you right to that site.
There you
go. That's a lot to remember. Just go to nachoradio.com, click on the St. Patrick's Day. It'll take you right to where you need to go to get signed up.
Wonderful. Or you can get signed up there at Harrington's Pub. All the money raised is going to be donated to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research. So help make a difference fighting this disease. The event is going to be followed by a post-party for all the participants, volunteers, and spectators. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They're open 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Japanese say that they hope to have this space elevator so the tourists can take the elevator into outer space in the year 2050.
But so you have to go to Japan to do it.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Now, would you be able to see the Japanese space elevator from here? I mean, if it's going all the way to space.
Going all the way to space.
Right? Right? I would think that...
It's like, whoa, what is going on?
I know.
Kuwaiti fishmonger got caught sticking googly eyes on fish to make them appear fresher.
Oh, God. No, they're just...
Well, they look very surprised that they were caught.
Huh? What happened? Hey, what happened? Why am I not in the water anymore?
Rival Kuwaiti fish sellers reacted by advertising fresh fish without cosmetics. And that got the fishmonger police there in Kuwait interested. What do you mean by that?
Uh-huh.
And then they looked and they saw these very surprised-looking googly-eyed fish. So they're saying,
all I'm saying is keep an eye on that guy over there.
Never judge the freshness by the googliness of a fish's eyes. That's the first thing they teach you at fish school.
That's a good rule.
Number four. For everyone
to remember.
Right. Right. Especially me. Dunkin' Donuts is in a heap of trouble. They have these commemorative cups to celebrate the beginning of the NFL season.
Okay.
And they sent all of the Philadelphia Eagles cups to Boston. Mm. Now, in Boston, Dunkin' Donuts is omnipresent. They're everywhere.
That's where they're from, right?
Yes, they're headquartered there. And if you've ever been to Boston, there's a Dunkin' Donuts across the street.
There's a Dunkin' Donuts inside a Dunkin' Donuts.
Honestly, I'm not kidding. That's probably a thing. They're everywhere. It's a beautiful city, and their love for Dunkin' Donuts is...
Well, of course there's a Dunkin' Donuts inside a Dunkin' Donuts.
I think you'll find it all of the locations that's the case.
Yeah. That was a stupid thing to say.
Dunkin' Donuts had to apologize for sending their Philadelphia Eagles cups to Massachusetts instead of cups for the New England Patriots. That especially stings because the Eagles beat the Patriots 41-33 in the last Super Bowl.
That was the rub.
Yeah, there's that too. Dunkin' had to issue a statement saying, "We appreciate our loyal customers for bringing this to our attention." And I bet the Patriots fans were real sweethearts about it.
So if the Patriots were to go to the Super Bowl again this year...
They probably will.
...and lose,
yeah.
How many losses is that? Is that five?
Yeah.
Or is it four? Just four? They lost just three times. Just three times?
Well, are you counting...
They lost the two times to the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Well, they lost to the Bears. They lost to the Packers.
Well, they did lose the... Yeah, they did.
Are you talking about this incarnation of the Patriots?
I was talking about this incarnation, but you're absolutely correct. They did lose to the Bears, so they have already lost four. easy, if not five.
Right.
But all of a sudden, that
they lost two to the Giants, one to the Bears, one to the Packers, one to the Eagles, so that's five.
Oh, so that's five.
Right?
Yeah, they have lost five already.
At least.
Yes.
Are we forgetting a Super
Bowl?
But
I was talking about this incarnation, but...
Let's see.
Well, to take the shine off things.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, they've lost... They've won five and they've lost five. They won in 01, 03, 04, 14, and 16. And they lost in 17, 14, 11, 7, and
85.
And 96 to the Packers, right?
Wow.
Yeah, they've gone to the Super Bowl 10 times. They've won five times.
A lot of losing.
Sure is. Why, it sure is.
That's more losing than Buffalo Bills.
So...
No, winning for the Buffalo Bills.
Well, there is that.
Five.
Number five.
I mean, losing four Super Bowls in a row. I don't know that you recover from that. And now you got Peterman as your starter, and it's possible that Super Bowl loss caused the Oklahoma City bombings?
I'm not saying everyone's going out and bombing stuff, but there have to be people that are just... have just been in a malaise forever.
Well, did you see... I thought it was so cool when Andy Dalton went there for the preseason game and they gave him a standing ovation. Because the Bengals winning
helped...
Got the Bills into the playoffs last year.
The first time in like 20 years.
And the Bills fans gave so much money to Andy Dalton's
foundation.
Yes. Yeah. And then they announced the opposing quarterback at a preseason game, and the stadium gives him a standing ovation. Buffalo Bills fans might be my favorite fans. Yeah. They're insane. I'm sure you've seen video of what they're like in the tailgating.
Like, they set themselves on fire.
Yes, and regularly. Finally, number five, a truck carrying a load of Axe body spray exploded on Interstate 35 in Texas.
I wonder how many young men just walked through it, just walked through the cloud. It's like, I'm ready.
The interstate was reduced to the consistency of gravel. That's how hot the fire was.
Because of the Axe burning?
The Axe body spray exploded, and then the fire ignited all of the flammable aerosol cans. 18-wheeler was on I-35, 60 miles north of Austin, Texas. At 4 o'clock in the morning, driver looks back and sees a fire in his rearview mirror, which I bet will wake you up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
you're hauling Axe body spray. You look out the rearview mirror and you just see flames.
I've got Axe body spray back there.
He pulled over to the side of the road and
detached
the trailer from the truck.
Okay, good.
So that's a smart. I mean, that's a smart move. But
yeah,
it's also
this is
going to
blow.
Also, got to be kind of harrowing. Like, took this thing as fast as I can.
Yeah, there was some adrenaline pumping.
Oh my god. Yeah, the fire exploded when the fire reached the trailer and its containers of aerosol deodorant. Spray cans launched in both directions on I-35.
Like missiles.
Good Lord. You know, thank God this happened at 4 in the morning.
Because
if this happens during rush hour.
Not good.
Yeah, they say that the highway is like gravel now.
Yeah, I would imagine his heart was beating pretty good for a while.
Boy, America runs on Dunkin' and Flamin' Axe body spray. Those were your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast brought to you by... The East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Here's an idea. Your favorite latte can be served on ice.
So nice.
Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot ice and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins and more. Yeah, make East Moline Coffee Company a part of your morning. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you by all our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today and help support the show, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Again, if you'd like to get signed up for their halfway to St. Patrick's Day 5K, you can do so there at the bar, or you can go to, you're saying, our website.
Yeah, nachoradio.com.
Click on there
and
do that as well. Home of the Quad Cities' best Bloody Mary, Harrington's Pub, again, 2321 Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf. The podcast originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift for every occasion because everybody loves Capriati's. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses, oven roasted in the shop daily, Capriati's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And if you end up winning the Cover 5 this year, you'll also be receiving a very attractive, one of those attractive gift cards from Capriati's.
Oh, along
well. With, of course, the bragging rights for a full year.
And tickets to Darren's possible Paul McCartney pre-concert party. It's not happening. The last thing he's going to want to do is anything before that Paul show. Under the very best of circumstances, you wouldn't be doing a pre-concert party.
No.
You know, I just want to make this very clear. No. That's Darren. That is the day, June 11th, 2019, is the day Darren Pitcher's been waiting his entire life for.
Well.
Now, I don't want to put pressure on it. But come on. What do you think the chances are he cancels? This thing's going to sell out in like a minute, right?
It's going to sell out quickly.
Yeah, that's what I'm nervous about.
It's quickly.
I gotta try and get those tickets on Friday. Oh, boy.
I know a guy who's got tickets.
Does he get a pair of tickets?
You.
Really? Did you get me tickets?
No, you. No, no, I mean you.
I have tickets to give away, though.
Yes.
I can't use them for myself.
Can't you?
Oh, I really can't. I was in Green Bay over the weekend.
You were?
Yeah, visiting the folks.
Huh.
You were in Cedar Rapids this weekend.
I was.
How did the Augustana Vikings end up doing?
They won their season opener.
How'd your nephew do?
They gave him the ball 31 times.
Good Lord!
After having surgery on his foot last November.
Oh, my God.
So apparently they're thinking, your foot's fine.
Yeah, your foot is going to be.
Your foot is fine.
31 carries.
31 carries.
Wow.
Yep, 148 yards and a touchdown.
Unbelievable. That's amazing.
It was fun, so they just raced back and did the Bandits game.
Friday night, the Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson High School football team took on Sioux City North.
Yeah.
And it's a one for the record books. This would be a Friday night game that would be fun to watch. Mm. Your final score, Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson, 99, Sioux City North, 81.
How is that possible?
180 points in a high school football game.
How is that possible?
I don't know. They say 99 points is the most scored by...
How many kick returns were there?
All of them. The answer is all of them.
We can't tackle anyone, and neither can you.
Council Bluffs was up 57-21 at the half. They recovered two onside kicks in the win.
Did you see the kid that...
You're up 57-21 and you're doing onside kicks?
Did you see the college football where the one team's punting like right at their own goal line?
Oh, no.
And the kid breaks through, takes the ball right off the guy's foot.
Oh, wow.
And he's in the end zone. Okay. He just... I'll take that, and it's a touchdown.
Why would you?
He's punting. The punter is trying to punt.
Punting on your end zone?
Punting? No, you're at your own end zone.
Oh, right.
You know, you're trying to go the other way to score. You know,
right? I was gonna say you wouldn't punt on your own 2 yard line.
Well, it's
very
coffin corner.
Interesting.
I'm going to try to pin you back deep, but the kid came right through the from the line and took the ball off the punter's foot, and I'll say thank you, and that's a touchdown.
Wow, cool.
Yeah,
Council Bluffs.
For crying out loud, what's going on out there, guys?
The running back for Council Bluffs ran for 8 touchdowns, 371 yards rushing on 34 carries.
What was it?
8 touchdowns, 34 carries. For 371 total yards.
Yeah, that's not bad. Although it didn't sound like
what
it was
the hell you call that? Hey, what a stupid call that was.
Kind of a...
Come on, let's go, you guys.
Deceiving numbers. Jeez, when you're brother. Clearly playing against a defense that's not very good.
Well, Sioux City North's quarterback, one Matt Hagen, threw for 309 yards and 8 touchdowns.
Someone rushed for 8 and someone threw for 8.
Yeah, yeah. Opposite, you know, they were opposite teams, opposing teams, but they say it's the most points scored by a high school team in Iowa since 1933.
That's a high score for a college basketball game.
How would you like to be the quarterback, throw for 8 touchdowns, and you lost by 18 points? 180 total points. There you go. We'll be back tomorrow with a regular show here. Hopefully by then this Cover 5 thing is taken care of.
I think if you happen to be one of those who likes to listen live, mm-hmm. or if you're just kind of interested in something to do during work, I think we're going to be knocking tomorrow's podcast out at right around 1:15.
Marvelous. Till we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, Kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Vaya, con Dios.